in those days, and still a good one, that once you have the total view on education of the child from an early time through, so as student supervisor of art for the Camp Lab School, I get calls on the telephone and said, "Mr. Dirks, can you take the kindergarten or the third grade or the sixth grade or the eighth grade the following day?" Which I did, of course. And I'll never forget my first experience when I met the kindergarten. We had both hammocks sitting in the back watching me and smiling. And I knew, of course, that to deal with children that young, you have to use selected four-letter words, which I did. But the experience was something that I really learned a great deal from. I think we ended up with having kites, made two-stick kites, and flew them the next day. So it was quite an education experience for me. Thank you very much.
For the most recent, I guess, of the student teachers making clip.
Thank you. First of all, I'm going to plug it in. Can you hear me if I talk about it?
Yeah.
I'm known for projecting my voice. That was one of the things I learned as a cadet teacher at the Campus Lab School. If you want to be heard, be clear and firm. Thank you. First of all, I want to ask you all, look around the room. The Campus Lab School has touched and affected all of our lives. And for all of those teachers and the administrators and the faculty members at San Diego State, as well as cadet teachers of the Lab School program, as well as the students at San Diego State, I want to express my sincere appreciation for giving me the strength and the wind. My present position, and I have the fortune to be, I now work as an assistant director in personnel at San Diego City Schools, and I have something I can give back. I offer employment and contract to the excellent caliber of student teachers that continue to come out of San Diego State University. One of my earlier memories I have is of Jim Redson. And sneaked around. As the principal of the school, while I was a cadet teacher here, Jim was known for being very innovative and progressive, which is the reputation of Campus Lab School. We were willing to get in and change education and do some things. One of the areas that he was looking into was being progressive to individualized instruction, to work with students at their own level, and to meet each student's needs, as well as languages. And who would have known, who would have thought, that here we are in this day and age working with such a mixed, diverse student population, as well as working with many, many levels. So for all of you educators that have touched our lives, on behalf of the student teachers, thank you very, very much.
Dean Laurie made some mention about her office as being the office of the nurse. We do have one of the nurses of the Campus Lab School, my wife, Lillian Olson. Okay, now the parents, Dean Bruce is going to speak for the parents who have their children here. Dean.
That's rather a tall order, but I'll at least give you some of my personal feelings and our background, and I do hope that represents many of the parents. Paul and I first became members of the Campus Lab School Parents Association when our son, Jim, who was our first son, entered Marjorie Baumgartner's preschool classroom in 1961, and I wondered if Marjorie is here today. I haven't seen her, and I'm sorry she's not here. Later, 2 years later, our son Carl entered Burl Campbell's classroom, and Burl, who gave him a great start once we got him in the classroom, because that, I remember, a great struggle, because Carl was very self-determined very early on, and he often, in the first week of school, clinged to the drainage pipe on the way in. I carried his shoes, and he had the choice to get dressed and get to school or go to school. There was only a few clothes on, and we finished it there. And I wondered how many other mothers had gone through the same experience. As we did, and wondering if I was being a good mother, son, and 4 years old. But we did have a good start. And then 3 years later, our son Don entered girls' room, and he wasn't sure he wanted to start either. He was a good visitor, but I understood that he would spend some time carrying on in the lavatory, and the student teacher, do you remember her name? Was really great with him, and one day she said to him, "Don, are you through? Don't you think you'd have more fun outside than in here by yourself yelling?" And he said, "Yes, I'm through. I want to go outside and play." And one thing also the student teachers did that I treasured, and they would write a description of your child and of their strengths and weaknesses and how they saw them relating to the other children. And a lot of that was so true in this too today. I thought that was too much, really magic. That was wonderful. One of the big things that was important to me was the Parents Association, which took the place of the PTA. We met, Paul and I, many really fine families, and it was a wonderful opportunity to support the teachers. Within that organization, we worked hard to help provide the graham crackers and milk and to be a good mother and to bring some good programs to the Parents Association evening meetings. And we really had a lot of mothers and dads participating, and I felt really good about that. And I had my turn to be president and work with Dick Shirley, and that was a good learning experience for me, too. In 1971, when they chose to close the school, many of us were really very disappointed and saddened. Our son Jim had the opportunity to finish the experience through the sixth grade. Our Carl was going to sixth grade and certainly was looking forward to that experience, and of course that did not happen. And our son Donald, who was resisted, I think, of being a student, up until the second grade with Jackie Shapiro, really gained such a lot with her, and now he's going to be out in the real world. And I was really disappointed because he was really settling in so well. But he managed. He did okay. Mary Jethel was our president at the time our school was closing, and we had furnished the teacher's room. And so we, I don't know whether we auctioned or kind of had a garage sale, but we sold off many of those items to one another. And with the money that we had in the treasury, plus the things that had been sold, it amounted to $1,734. And so we thought it would be great to have a campus laboratory school loan fund, which was established, and Mary Jethel made the proper connections to have the loan fund established. And this was the goal for 20 years, with the idea that any campus lab school student who carried more than 9 units would be able to get a loan. And so we did have that in place. And the 20 years are up this year, and I understand now the money from that loan fund has gone into the general long-term loan program. So we felt pretty good, and there's still some money there to be loaned. So thank you very much for
thank you, pretty good. Next on the list, and I thought she just kind of snuck in there with her husband, Les, Sue Ernest. Maybe she doesn't know that she's going to be, introduce her anyhow. She was to represent the earlier students of the old training school. We've already heard now that Dick Barber was there and probably, I'm sure, preceded Sue at the old training school. But please, I'd like to have you stand up, Sue. You need, you'd like to say something about
Any experience as a student there, okay.
I don't know if I should ever mention Fulton, but I was a child when my mother removed her. I don't forget. 1918, and then the great epidemic. And so my sojourn was quite short. It would have been longer, except I took her home, and she almost died.
Now we heard the Father James. We have a fireman standing in the wings in case of emergency. He happens to be the son of Jim Hunter, who was very associated with the School of Education. He was the executive vice president of San Diego State University. We have his son Jay here. He was a captain, I think, with the Oklahoma Fire Department. He might speak for some of the more recent students.
Okay. You know, if I came from the corner, because that's where I spent a lot of my time in school. I was either in the corner or heading to the basement to the bathroom. And I remember I never made it one time. And I know one of my teachers, I can't remember her name, but... got a little disturbed, but anyhow. Yeah, I remember since I was in second grade. In any way, I would like to just thank all of you, both on behalf of myself and also my father. The college played a very large part, especially his life and also my life. It's great to see a lot of his old friends. My mom is living in La Mesa. She's doing fine. And I would like to thank all of you and all of the teachers that put up with me. Because you had to, because my dad was the vice president of the school. But other than that, I'm just going to say, as fire chief for San Diego, I'm going to ignore the fact that we have a little overcrowded problem.
Thank you, Jay. We're coming to the end, believe it or not. We can get out and start having fun out in the patio and look at all these pictures and displays and so on. A couple requests for the deans and principals. We ask that you assemble up in this area here in the patio immediately following the program. They want to have a picture. So if you'll assemble out there for a group photograph, please. I think you were reminded as you came in, there is a jar accepting donations so that we can, on the new building, which will look something like the one just to our east, we can have a plaque at least there to commemorate, to represent the buildings which were here before the new building. And you know from this afternoon that we have a real history associated with this campus lab school. Also, Barbara Farrell from the Alumni Association. George earlier expressed his thanks to her. We must continue that. As you think of the kind of refreshments that she has coordinated and assigned them. And remember that all people are eligible for membership in the Alumni and Associates. And you have students out there we'll be very happy to sign you up from the Alumni Association. It was mentioned earlier that less than 3 weeks ago, actually, believe it or not, Friday, February 8th, there was a meeting of 8 people who were more or less forced to get something going in a hurry because they just got word that this building was getting ready to be demolished. As committees do so often, they decided that the committee chairman should be a person who was not there. You can always, go and elect a person who's not there to defend himself or herself. Also, the person that they wanted to be the committee chairman was not even a member of the committee. However, they prevailed upon George Sorensen to accept that committee chairmanship. And I know that at least 2 of us on the program know that he was active the following Sunday night enlisting or trying to talk us into, at any rate, serving on the program and participating in this event. Maybe it was less earnest, good margaritas, I don't know. But anyhow, it was a very nice margarita party, and I don't know how many people George enlisted at that time for the program. But it was, anyhow, what you see today is something that has happened in less than 3 weeks. Believe it or not. There were no lists of students to go by. There were some lists brought at that first meeting on Friday, February 8th, and then through word of mouth and spreading the word, you see the results today. And so many accolades should go to George and his committee. I don't even see him right at the moment. Oh, bashful George, there you go. As you see him around, let him know. I see him out the window there. Anyhow, you give him a big pat on the back when you see him. He has been a wonderful committee chairman. And for now, remember, there is food out beyond. There's displays in the far room. All your friends are here to chat with you. Enjoy. Thank you for coming.